Welcome to the Gen X Factor, a podcast about all things 70s, 80s, 90s, and beyond for the dazzlingly uncool in all of us. Join us as we take you on a guided tour through the deepest, darkest recesses of our collective generational memories. Could it be dangerous? You better believe it. But we're Gen X. We were built for this.
Hello, Jeff. Another week, another podcast, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
What have you been up to? What's your week been like?
Kind of just been the same old, same old. You?
Yeah. Same old, same. You know, you seem distracted.
I am
okay?
Distracted.
Is everything all right?
I think there's something you and I need to talk about.
Okay, what's that? You got me a little worried.
Well, I can't get your dream off my mind. And you know the one I'm talking about, the one in which you beat Eric Estrada almost to within 1 inch of his life. Do you remember talking about this, or was that an out-of-body experience you had?
Okay. I've been trying to forget it with the help of a therapist, but thanks for bringing it up. So what is it about that dream that you can't get off your mind?
Well, okay, I'm not going to lie to you here, okay? You know, you saw them, you saw Kim and Eric having lunch, and that's what upset you. And as a brother, I can see
it was
how
dinner.
That upset you.
If it was lunch, maybe I could have abided it. But it was dinner. It was nighttime.
Yeah, we're talking about the difference between a restaurant and a bistro. That's a good point. But you know, as a brother, I can see how you reacted the way you did. But as a co-host of a Gen X / 80s podcast, I'm more concerned about Eric Estrada. So you beat Erica 70s era, no less,
Jeff,
Eric Estrada to a pulp.
I told you I'm not proud of it. I mean, I was a badass, like we talked about. But I don't have anything against Eric Estrada, and I didn't want to, like, cause any harm to one of our childhood heroes.
Look, I'm not questioning what you did. I'm questioning how bad was Eric Estrada. Did you destroy his teeth? You did. Sure, please
tell me you
didn't hurt that smile.
No, I mean I'm not an animal, and he asked. I remember early in the pummeling, he asked not in the face, and I honored that because it was Eric Estrada. It was mainly body blows, just a bunch of body blows.
I got you. Internal bleeding was what you were concerned
with.
If I'd
ended up finishing him off, it would have been internal bleeding, and it let's be honest, it could have been an open casket because everybody wants that for Eric Estrada, right? I'm not going to mess up his face.
That really makes me feel better. So like when you finally let him up and he went running and you were like, get out of here, Ponch. Did he at least turn around with a smile and there was a freeze frame?
And it glistened a little bit. There was like a sparkle on it.
Kind of like at the end of Chips, there's a freeze frame.
Something like that. So he was going to recover and he was going to still be able to find work.
Okay.
Right.
So that brings me to another question.
What?
Still about Chips. So, obviously, Eric Estrada was the breakout star of that show. I mean, he was the heartthrob. Would you agree with that?
Well, yeah.
So, what if you caught Kim at dinner with, say, Larry Wilcox? Would you have had the same reaction? You know, John from Chips? Good-looking fella. Huh. Good-looking fella. But, I mean, would it have carried the same punch as catching Eric Estrada there?
That's a good question. I don't think it would have. I mean, because I could have, in my mind, I probably could have created a realistic scenario where Larry Wilcox was maybe talking to her about planning a surprise party for me, or maybe he was selling, maybe he was a car salesman. And she
you
was
wouldn't
like,
have been threatened.
But no, not as much.
You see? That makes
what
sense.
I'll call my therapist later.
Let me tell you why I'm asking that, because you know, there are certain shows that, like we talked about before, they have the breakout star, they have the or the star of the show who's the looker, the hunk, if you will, the hunk.
Hunk, that'd be a good topic for a podcast.
The hunk,
70s and 80s hunks.
Well, that brings me to my kind of my point. I'm glad that you said you wouldn't have beaten Larry Wilcox up like you did Ponch. That would be like telling me that you would beat John Hillerman up as bad as you would beat up Tom Selleck from Magnum P.I. I mean, let's get real here. Magnum P.I., if you caught Tom Selleck at a dinner with your wife or whoever, you're going to be very...
It could only mean one thing. Yes.
Well, okay, you're going to be very threatened.
Yeah.
And with him... You don't want face punches, but definitely you don't want hair pulling. And I'm not talking about the top of his head. You've got to leave that mustache alone. But if you were to show up and see Larry, and see John Hillerman, Higgins, if you will, at dinner with your wife, I mean, you may think that it's a long lost uncle.
Something like that.
But it may not be.
I probably would have joined him. I probably would have asked if I could have some, you know, piece of the fried cheese that they were sharing or something
exactly.
like that.
Exactly. Right? How about T.J. Hooker? You know, I know you think I'm going to say William Shatner. I'm going to say Adrian Zemed. If you'd have seen her at dinner with Adrian Zemed, there would have been a rumble. William Shatner?
There would have been a rumble.
Hey, maybe she was just getting, you know, just Heather Thomas. It's a woman, right? But it was definitely a partner on that show. Who knows what they were up to? But you wouldn't have been threatened.
Was it Heather Thomas or Heather Locklear?
Oh, my goodness. It was Heather Locklear. Heather Thomas was the fall guy. You're right. Thank you. Thank you.
I mean, they very similar roles, very similar actresses. Yeah, so that was an honest mistake there.
Would you agree with me that the Heathers might be the female version of the Coreys?
Huh.
I don't even want to go there because I think we need to do an episode on the Coreys.
We'll do an episode on the Coreys. Yeah, we'll do that later.
Let's go back to Chips, for example.
Okay.
You made it clear that you wouldn't beat up Larry Wilcox. What about Robert Pine, the guy who was...
Is that like their chief?
Yeah, yeah.
No, I'd have left him alone.
I think you would, too.
I think.
What about Robert Pine's son, the glorious-looking Chris Pine? The young man That is his son.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Who did he marry that gave the good genes?
Oh, I don't know.
Wow. But his mom?
I don't know that either. I just know that Robert Pine created a dreamy, kind of an Eric Estrada these days.
You just taught me something. I had no idea that Chris Pine was his son. That's pretty cool. That's a good fact. The more you know kind of thing that sometimes you'll pull off this podcast.
Well, so let's say we've already cleared up the fact that she wouldn't beat up William Shatner because it would like being beating up her grandfather, her great-grandfather, right? You wouldn't beat them up. But you might beat up Chris Pine, but either one, if you beat him up, you're beating up Captain Kirk.
Yeah, that's... Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. You just
Six
took
degrees
that to a whole
of Star Trek
level.
Right there. Yeah.
Wow. And the other thing is, like, I mean, I was surprised enough that I was able to so easily handle Eric Estrada in my dream, but I don't think I would have fared as well against Chris Pine.
Well?
I don't know, though. It just seems like it's more like modern-day conditioning, modern-day fitness, as opposed to the 70s. Because, I mean, Eric Estrada probably smoked...
Probably ate fatty foods.
Probably. I mean, even though on the surface he was an Adonis, probably
God,
less of a
word.
Fighter. But
More
I think that Chris Pine probably takes care of himself and probably studies martial arts and stuff. So,
you know, for that...
I might just have to tuck my tail between my legs and walk off and...
For that matter, I don't think you could have taken Larry Wilcox. I mean, John was more buff than Ponch.
He was more buff. That would have been a tougher fight, for sure.
But it wouldn't have led to a fight because you wouldn't have been threatened by him.
Maybe it was fear. I said before that I wouldn't have fought him because I wasn't threatened by him, but I might have been scared of him. Because I think I remember seeing him on the Battle of the Network Stars one time, too. And he was pretty
yes.
athletic.
It is amazing.
I think he might have dunked Adrian Barbeau on the dunking machine with one throw.
With one throw?
Yeah.
You know, it's amazing throw. Some of the athletes, some of the stars that were athletes on that. Some of them you knew they were going to be athletes, but one of them that I had no idea was such a good athlete was William Devane. But anyway, he was. I've watched some on YouTube, and we did a show on it. But William Devane, who's kind of an inside joke between you and me, quite a bit. But
we love some Bill Devane.
We love some Bill Devane. So, what about this? Who would you be more threatened by if you caught her having dinner with either Crockett or Tubbs?
I don't know.
Let's be
either,
honest.
Huh? Either, but I think the thing about like Crockett would have been because he was kind of small and wiry, you know, and you might have thought that you'd stand a chance against him, but I bet he fought dirty.
It's Don Johnson, for crying out loud. How can you
even... But he's not a big guy.
He can hold his own.
He's kind of a little guy, isn't he?
I imagine he can hold his own.
Scrappy.
Yeah.
And I when I look into the eyes of Philip Michael Thomas, was that his name?
Philip Michael Thomas. Yeah.
I see honesty there. I see a fair fight.
Yeah.
Even though he's bigger. But I wouldn't have tangled with either of them. I don't know why I tangled with Eric Estrada, honestly. That's not who I am.
So I could see Philip Michael Thomas. I could see you guys trying to talk it out before there was a fight. But the one that would kick
but
your
both,
ass from
both
Miami.
Hunks.
They're both hunks. And I'll tell you
both
one
hunks.
That's not a hunk, but he would have kicked your ass, was Edward James Olmos.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't have messed with him.
No.
The pockmarks alone.
I was going to say you wouldn't have been lost in his eyes as much as you would his pockmarks. In fact, we talked about Hill Street Blues last week and how there really wasn't the sex symbol or the Adonis on that show, but someone that I could see you being very threatened by if you saw your wife or girlfriend having dinner with them, and I'm speaking to the world when I say wife or girlfriend or who a boyfriend, whatever, would be Dennis Franz.
You know what? I mean, you don't really think of Dennis Franz immediately with Hill Street Blues. He was a late addition to Hill Street Blues and then
was
went
he?
On to NYPD Blue.
You're correct,
but
I think he
wasn't in the original cast for sure. I thought you were going to say Bruce Weitz,
well,
who played Bowser. I wouldn't have tangled with him.
No, because he's a tough guy, right?
He's a tough guy.
But the reason you would be more threatened with Dennis Franz probably than anybody that we've talked about on this list is at some point he was going to show his ass.
He was going to show me his ass.
He was going to show whoever his ass.
We have laughed about this. Like, that was one of the things when they went in. So we're talking about hunks on this episode. So obviously Dennis Franz is going to come up.
Not a hunk.
But yeah, we think that he, you know, that was one of the things about NYPD Blue. It was the first TV show to show, like, ass.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you hear that that's going to happen, and you're thinking, well, maybe it'll be one of the female characters. No, it's Dennis Franz.
It's Dennis Franz.
And then, like, any movie that or anything he was in, like, there was a guarantee you were going to see his ass. For a good 5-year period in there. And we used to laugh that it was like, you know, for an actress at the point where they start to achieve some success and some, you know, have some credibility and some credentials, they're going to say in their contracts, I don't do nude scenes anymore.
Mm-hmm.
We figured with Dennis Franz, once he developed a resume, he was able to put a rider in, like,
in the contract.
You can't, I'm not in this unless I get to show my ass.
Exactly.
I mean, you can imagine the first few years that he was a struggling actor, people were like, hell no, you're not getting this role. We're not showing your ass. But then as he developed a little bit of a reputation, he got to call the shots.
He got to call the shots.
I think that's why we started seeing so much of his derriere.
It was just amazing how there was a movie that he was in called City of Angels with Nicolas Cage and Meg Ryan, and it was like a touching love story. And I think he was an angel who was talking to whichever one was named. And there was one scene where he went running into the ocean, and there was no
context behind
no
it.
No reason.
No context. Not need to happen. It just
it was the writer
in
his contract.
You would have thought that would have ended up on the cutting room floor.
Yeah.
That might have been just a scene that went wrong. Like the director in the background, if you had the actual soundtrack, would be like, cut, 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 Dennis, cut, cut.
Right. You know what? I could see the director, you know, sitting there and saying, okay, so here's the scene. Okay, as soon as I say action, okay, who is it, John Cusack or who did I say it was?
Nicolas Cage.
No, Nicolas Cage. As soon as I say action, okay, Nick, I want you to run bare ass to that to that ocean, right? And action. And you know Franz is like, ain't going to happen, mother. And he just pushes him over and he just starts running. And it just happens so fast. And the director's like, print it. I'm ready for dinner. I mean, and he got his ass shown.
What I think it was like they were in the editing room and that was going to completely end up on the cutting room floor. And then somebody nudged him and said, you remember his writer in his contract? And
right.
Like, damn it. Leave it in. We'll figure out a way to make it fit in the story.
What if aliens came down, right? And they were a couple of aliens were told to study America and then come back to me with a report, you know? And they come back and they're like, so what did you find out? And they'll be like, well, for number one, dogs are huge because people pick up their poop.
That's right. They're the leaders.
They're the leaders. And other than that, I just have two words. Three. Dennis Franz ass. Do you have a picture of this Dennis Franz? And then they show him a picture and they're like, we don't need to invade America. They are zero threat to us. And Dennis Franz's ass saved the world.
It might have. You know what I like to picture? Anytime there's like an alien that goes back to report to his superior,
mm-hmm.
The superior is always like sitting in an elevated chair.
Right.
Like looking the other direction and then spins around, right, to take the, mm-hmm. which I always like wonder, like, what was he doing? What was he looking at on the other direction? Because like, he had obviously been there for a while. And then this guy comes in to report. But anyway, so the chair comes around. Tell me what you've discovered. And he tells, you know, the dogs lead everything. I'm curious what passes for beauty on this planet. Let me show you. Shows a picture. It's like, dear God, it's pockmarked.
There are more dimples on that ass than my golf ball. And that's assuming that they play. Is that a mole?
I want nothing to do with this planet. So, yes, Dennis Franz might have saved us.
He might have. To which case, we have nothing to say to Dennis Franz, but thank you.
Thank you. But thank don't you. Let me catch you having dinner with my wife.
Thank you for listening to the Gen X Factor Podcast. Your home for all things 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and beyond. Because we realize there's a little Gen Xer in all of us. We also realize we're all a little bit dazzlingly uncool. Not sure what that means? Go out to www.rockysealmusic.com and find out. Do you think you might be dazzlingly uncool? Well, if you found your way to this podcast, chances are you may be, or you will be one day. Check us out on our socials. You can find us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, and you can find special video segments on our YouTube channel called Rocky Seal Music. Stay tuned every Thursday for new podcast episodes wherever you listen to podcasts.